Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. We're looking forward to a journey with a question today, or a statement, that is, LGBTQ Disney. Are we looking at a different Disney? Should parents continue to send their children, their grandchildren, to visit Disney World when all of the movers and shakers and those in authority with Disney have already made the decision that they're going to introduce what they call queerism in the whole Disney protocol and program? And as a result of that, the question is it fit? Is it fit morally, ethically? Is it fit for a family to visit Disney World or Disneyland anymore? We're going to be talking about that. We'll talk about Hunter Biden and his laptop and that being introduced in the records and D.C. We'll talk about that and several other issues during the course of this broadcast. Subject to the timing. Sometimes our time runs out before we run out of what we need to say, but I want you to join in the dialogue and discussion with us today. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Immediately following our monologue, we invite you to call. Our lines are open at that time for you to call in, make your discussion known, join in the dialogue and the debate, if you will, on the issue. If you're out of the area code, that is area code 904-831-0917, 831-0917. So we'd love to have you join in the dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, on Let's Face the Issues, we do not base our conversation on denominational dogma, some ideological bent, some political philosophical rhetoric. We base our dialogue and discussion on issues based on the authority of the Word of God, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the only thing that stands the test of time and throughout eternity. Jesus, in talking with his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." And further he states in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the Word of God that we ought to adhere to, and not based on philosophical rhetoric of what we think, say, or feel. It ought to be based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word that stands the test of time and eternity. But ladies and gentlemen, we live in a society today where truth is not listened to, truth is not sought, truth is not adhered to at all. It is a sad, sad scenario to find that what is in most of our state houses, D.C., Tallahassee, and any local governing body, it is sad to discover that they are generally not looking for truth. Truth is disdained, despised, and rejected, and as the world calls it, dissed in society today. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we find that to be absolutely true today. The further a society drifts from the truth, may I ask you if we drifted from the truth? Absolutely, unequivocally. The more it will hate those who speak it. This is the reason I go back to the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint and his profound statement. DeMint warns America's decline linked to the death of truth. And he goes on to say, "Truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation." So, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that answers the question as to what has happened to truth in America. I believe that sets it forth very, very clearly and distinctly as to the philosophy and the reason behind that. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I commend that to you, each of our listeners, each and every day. That is our position. That's my stance on it. And I believe that that's something that is applicable even today in the lives and the hearts of men and women, boys and girls across our great nation. If you're a conservative, a Christian, a patriot, we need to stand for truth. We need to stand up with truth and confront those that we have put in office, because I've found, ladies and gentlemen, most of the time, and it's sad but true, when we put someone in office, then they determine that they have more responsibility to the lobbyist and to the money industry rather than to the families and individual citizens that put them there. And we need to stop that practice. We need to stand up and speak truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for homeowners like with brands like Honda and Echo. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. Tools for Time has a staff that can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old San Augustine Road. Right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. But wait, ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's family-friendly oriented and environmental environment that is for family and for faith and for the friendly atmosphere. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is closed on Sunday. It allows the employees to worship in the house of God with their families as God intended it to be. I recommend it, ladies and gentlemen. Tools for Time, just drop by 11291 Old San Augustine Road. Fill out an application for employment. See what God is going to do in that. Wait for an interview appointment and see what God will do in placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, there's so many high-profile issues, it's difficult to determine what is the most important for us to cover each and every day. And as you know, from a central biblicist perspective, and that's what I recommend, a central biblicist perspective means that everything that takes place, we look at it through the eye, through the lens of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. What does God's Word say? Ladies and gentlemen, the entire woke cancel culture today and the Communist Network News are focused on challenging Florida's new law that protects our children from the sodomite agenda and the recruitment of our kids. It's now been only a few short years since the LGBTQ sodomite agenda was, as they called it, simply that they'll not be discriminated against. But ladies and gentlemen, it's jumped from the not wanting to be discriminated against to wanting to discriminate against everyone that does not fall in line with the celebration of and the embracing of the sodomite agenda. That's where we are today in America, and it's all across the board. Ladies and gentlemen, today there's a push to fully accept, to fully embrace, to fully recognize, and to fully celebrate the sodomite LGBTQ agenda. That's not just with Disney, and we're going to talk about that extensively today. It's not just with Disney, but it's across the board. All of the major corporate entities, all the major box stores, every major tech organization, they have simply fallen at the boots of the LGBTQ demands. And as a result of that, we're watching a woke cancel culture that is putting everyone that is a Christian, a conservative, a patriot in a box in a position of being second-class citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, even to the point with the Department of Justice, Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, recently, as you know, issued a directive to the FBI. if a family member, if a parent, if a mother or father stands before the school board and challenges them because of the sodomite agenda that's being taught, or challenges the school board about the CRT being taught, or challenges the school board in any fashion, that now we're termed, we're designated as a domestic terrorist. Ladies and gentlemen, that puts every Christian, every conservative, every patriot in America right in the crosshairs of the federal government, accusing us of being domestic terrorists. And now, as a result of a great governor in the state of Florida, and that doesn't mean that I'm 1,000% in agreement with some of the things he's done. As you know, I've talked about the fact that he signed Senate Bill 7014 that gave blanket immunity to the hospitals and the doctors in the medical field, blanket immunity that they can torture COVID patients to death, and you cannot file suit against them. So I was against that, but I'm not going to throw the baby out the bathwater, as the old cliche goes. So I am sitting here today praising what our governor's done in the Senate Bill 1557, I believe is the number on that, that protects our kids in school, that prevents them, the kindergarten through the third grade, at least. Initially, the bill was for kindergarten through the eighth grade, and it was reduced to kindergarten through third grade in order to get the votes that was needed out of the House and the Senate in Tallahassee. Never mind the fact that our House and Senate and our governor's office, the executive office, are all controlled by Republicans. But yet we've got some rhinos that wearing a Republican hat, so there had to be some appeasement on the part of some of those in order to get the bill passed and for the governor to sign it. But ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with a woke society today, where the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, democratic system stands with the entire LGBTQ trans agenda, and it's against the families, it's against faith, it's against all that we believe to be normal, natural, and biblical. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is very clear in Genesis 1:27 that God created male and female. God created man and woman. He didn't create some freaks. He did not create a whole host of 50, 60, 70 different genders, as they're now saying that genderism is fluid, and therefore you have that great number. And as a result of the governor signing that bill and it's become law, now all of a sudden the woke culture, the cancel culture, is all going ballistic. But at least there are some states, ladies and gentlemen, not just the state of Florida, some states that are doing the right thing. The state of Texas, for example, the attorney general's office said that he's blasting, as the term goes, the attorney general blasts the possible LGBTQ indoctrination at school districts during Pride Week. And the article states that Attorney General Ken Paxton blasted Pride Week activities at the Austin Independent School District in a letter posted on Twitter saying they continue human sexualization of instructions allowable only by with parents' consent, discontinued that. He also accused the district of participating in the LGBTQ indoctrination. And he goes on to say, with that statement, the liberal school districts are aggressively pushing LGBTQ views on Texas kids all behind parents' backs. This is immoral, this is illegal, and we're going to stop it. It is sad. But that's what we see taking place across America. And at least the Texas school district, Texas attorney general is doing something about it. The governor in the state of Florida is doing something about it, of which I am absolutely thrilled and delighted that he's taken that stand. I'm going to read this brief article, then we're going to introduce our guest for today that I think will have some information for us that should challenge us with what we need to do as Christians and as conservatives. This article says, Disney's secret gay agenda caught on camera, dated March 29th. In a virtual meeting of Disney executives in response to Florida's controversial parental rights bill, an executive producer for the iconic entertainment giant disclosed that her team has implemented her not-at-all-secret gay agenda. LaToya Renevue said she and her colleagues are regularly adding queerness to the children's programming. She supports, this article says, she supports having, quote, many, 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 many LGBTQIA characters in our stories. She said she wants a minimum of 50% of the characters to be LGBTQIA. A bill signed by the Florida Governor Ron DeSantis that prohibits school districts' teachers from presenting or discussing sexual content in classes through the third grade has been characterized by the opponents as don't say gay, a stifling of free speech, they claim. The article further says, as this female with Disney says, not having to be afraid to, let's have these two characters kiss, she said, in one of the Disney characters, like I was just whatever, and she stumbled for a moment. Wherever I could just basically add queerness is what I'm doing in everything that's Disney. She said it was like no one would stop me, and no one was saying they wanted to stop me. Further, she states, further this article states, Florida's parental rights and education bill has prompted a nationwide backlash from activists on the left who regard it as an attack on gays and transgender people. My answer to that is stop going to Disneyland. Stop going to Disney World. Stop spending God's money that God's placed in your pocket to spend money on that. Ladies and gentlemen, according to Matthew chapter 15, chapter 18, verses 5 through 7, there's a warning for any institution, any organization, any person that puts a stumbling block in the way of the little ones, the Word of God says. And I think that's what we see taking place with Disney, is putting a stumbling block, a moral, ethical stumbling block in front of these kids if they're introduced to Disneyland. So I am in grave concern for that, and I'm asking you, our listeners today, to recognize the danger of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are delighted to have with us today Congressman Mike Hill as our special guest on today's broadcast. Congressman Hill is a former District 1 Florida Republican representative in the state of Florida. Congressman Hill is a conservative, a Christian, a family-oriented spokesman for Christian conservative rights and issues. Welcome, Congressman Mike Hill. Delighted to have you with us today.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me on the show. There is so much that is going on in our nation and in our world that we as Christians must respond to it. We cannot just sit back and allow it to happen, because if we do, it will infect our households, it will infect our businesses, and all is lost. We must insert the Christian attitude, the Christian behavior, back into our society.
Absolutely, and if it's not done now, I'm afraid, Congressman, that we will have lost this and future generations to the sodomite agenda and for the woke cancel culture mindset that pervades everything in society today. Congressman Hill, you've heard my monologue. Tell us, what are your views about this whole Disney debate?
Well, first of all, Dr. Youngblood, it's not new. And this has been going on for a long time. In fact, there's an excellent book called The Long War Against God, written by Dr. Henry Morse. And in that book, he details how what we are seeing happening right now has been a long battle that has been going on ever since Satan rebelled against the living God. And what we are seeing right now is part of this LGBTQ agenda and these woke companies who are falling lockstep in line with it. It's all a part of an evil specter of those who want to rebel against God. That's just the bottom line, what it is, Dr. Youngblood. And we've been seeing it go on for a long time. And I appreciated your monologue of how we're seeing this rebellion being played out right before our eyes with the LGBTQ agenda. And you said that they want our full acceptance. I would say they want to go even beyond that, Dr. Youngblood. They don't just want our acceptance, they demand our participation. And again, this is nothing new. We've seen it. It's in the Bible, in the story of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, when the angels came to visit Lot to rescue his family out of Sodom. The men gathered around that house and demanded that Lot bring out the men so that they can have their way with them. And Lot said, no, don't do that, you guys. You see, so they don't just want your acceptance. They demand your participation. And there's another incident in the Bible I'm sure you're aware of, Dr. Youngblood, where there was, it's in the book of Judges, where there was a Levite who was traveling with his concubine and came to a city, Gibeah, where Benjamites were living. And he was going to sleep out in the center of the city, and an old man coming in from the field says, "No, don't do that. Come and stay in my house." And so he took him into his house, and the exact same thing happened again. The men, the sodomites, the homosexuals of that city, surrounded the house, demanding that he send out that Levite so that he could have their way with them. And of course, the man did not. And it turned out to be a horrible, sordid story where the other nations of Israel had to come and fight the Benjamites to get rid of what was going on there, to get rid of those homosexuals. And so we see it today. It's not where that they demand your acceptance. They demand your participation. And they want it even at our children's level so that they want it introduced into our schools, which is outrageous. And Governor DeSantis, to his credit, he signed a bill that said that you cannot expose children as young as K-5 to third grade. These are children who are 5 to 8 years old, cannot be exposed to the sexualization of the LGBTQ agenda. So I'm glad he signed that. But where I am disappointed is that the original bill went up to the sixth grade, and the Republicans caved, as they almost always do. They caved and moved it down to third grade. In my mind, it should have went K through 12.
Absolutely.
Sexualization should not be taught in our public schools, period.
Congressman, one of the things, if I can jump in for a moment, one of the things, you're right on target and spot on to what you're saying. One of the things that I observed from that, and that I need to remind our listeners, you see, with the sodomite community, the homosexual community, they cannot reproduce. All they can do is recruit. And so that's a recruiting tool for them. Congressman, hold for a moment. I believe we have Tom on the line. Go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I thank you and your guest, Congressman Hill, are so spot on about where we're at. But I'd like you to think just for a moment. The Bible talks about a great falling away. Aren't both of you describing today that we live in a day where two men can get married? That's not real. You can put a man can put a wig on his head, paint his fingernails and say, "My name now is Kathy. I'm a female." It just goes on and on and on. That have either one of you thought we're in the great falling away?
The question Tom, you're exactly
is,
right. Go ahead.
The question is, how long will it last before Christ comes and gets his people out of this?
Tom, you're spot on with your statement, your observation, and your question. Congressman, do you have a reply to that? Then I will back that up.
Well, yes, that we are seeing a great falling away. And also, Dr. Youngblood, the Bible tells us that in the last days, there's also going to be a great awakening, that there's going to be a great salvation of souls before the church is raptured out. So I believe we are definitely in the times of the birth pangs of the days before the tribulation begins, before Jesus comes back for his church.
Absolutely. And one of the things, Tom, if I can respond in this fashion, we are watching the apostasy. We're watching the great falling away. And it's as a result of the falling away that we're seeing that vacuum being filled by the sodomite lifestyle, the woke cancel culture, and everything that's antithetical to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. And these organizations, these groups, the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democrats, and the associated groups that are all under that umbrella in my mind, they're all trying to recruit this generation, our kids today, to follow in lockstep with what they're promulgating, and it will further destroy the warp and woof that is the very fabric of our society. And I remind our listeners that in Psalms 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? if we lose our morals, if we lose our values, if we lose our families, if we lose the faith, and that's destroyed, what can we do? We can have a powerful military. We can have a powerful economy and all of those other things attributed thereto. But if we've lost the morals and the ethics and the values, we have a destroyed nation, a destroyed world. And we're on the fast track for that, Tom. And my answer to that is simply, we understand this is taking place. My answer is that in this case, we're talking about particularly with Disney World, I say that we can stem the tide by every parent, every grandparent saying, we're not going to spend that $100, $150 a day for a ticket to waste God's money in my pocket in order to continue to pay for the sodomite lifestyle and the sodomite agenda to destroy and to recruit our kids. Tom, thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Congressman, hang on for a moment. I believe we have Greg on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
It is clear that the left encompasses a lot of folks in the midst of this LGBTQIAP, however far you want to go with the acronym. They're definitely projecting now, because they, in the midst of their trying to rename this piece of legislation, the Don't Say Gay law, or bill as it was, they're truly alleging some sort of censorship. Now, these are the folks that are also simultaneously saying, we can no longer say ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We have to use some other language. Who's doing the censorship? They intend to shut the mouths of individuals that would say, hey, this is wrong. They would intend to shut the mouths. By the way, many Christians line up to be muted. They line up to be censored. They agree with the notion of censor. Oh, we can't say this, can't say that. Stop. Hold on a second here. First off, that's a complete lie, the notion of the Don't Say Gay bill. What it really is an anti-grooming bill. Guess what? You can't have my child and give them sexually explicit material, especially not at a young age. I mean, I recall a time when my little girl was growing up and going to school, and she learned her ABCs by learning a Bible verse by for every letter in the alphabet. She'd say, A, all of sin and come short of the glory of God. B, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. That's how she learned her alphabet. And that sort of thing is the most righteous importation of knowledge that you can hand off to a child. The left says, no, you can't do anything like that. You can't even have 10 commandments in a public space. And as much as they allege censorship, again, they're engaged in it. And the only thing that this bill does is says, no, 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 no. You can't put this sexually explicit material in front of a child. And the organization that stands up and has the biggest, hey, we got to put a stop to this. Four of their employees were just arrested for, I believe, child trafficking. I mean, I forget what, but it is most horrific, and they only represent a small – these employees that have raised sand and now the board of directors, they only represent a small percentage of the employees within Disney. But Disney is now being – the tail is wagging the dog. Disney is being controlled by this small element. But because they've allowed themselves to be controlled, I'll not spend another dime on going to Disney, buying Disney products, going to Disney venues, or going to see Disney movies and anything else. And I'll encourage my daughter and my niece that purchase annual passes to the multiple parks, I'll encourage them not to spend another dime in the resorts and the facilities, not to spend another dime on the toys and the movies. Until this straightens out, until this changes, where Disney realizes that their roots may have been good, but today their fruit is rotten, absolutely rotten, and I'll not pay to partake in that. That's all I have to say today, but I really appreciate the fact you've tackled this subject.
Thank you so much, Greg, for your comments. Congressman, we've got about 1 minute left for the top of the hour news. Take that 1 minute and respond to what Greg said and your additional thoughts to that.
Well, Greg was right on target, as always. And I agree with him. You know, Dr. Youngblood, you said don't go to Disney. And Greg took it even further, as I'm going to take it, as I encourage my three adult children and my grandchildren to not only don't go to Disney, but don't buy any of their products. Don't buy a Mickey Mouse stuffed doll in Walmart. Don't watch their movies. Turn off the Disney Channel. Make them feel, let them know that as Christians, that's how we are going to respond. I had a discussion about this with my son just last night, who was over at my house. And he said, well, Dad, even if we do that, people from all over the world come to Disney. Disney won't even feel it. And I said, that's beside the point. If they feel it or not, we as Christians cannot participate in a sodomite society.
Amen. Thank you so much, Congressman. Hang in there, Congressman. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news, 1 minute break. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back.
Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.